Station.
Well, I love my gold jewelry. The way it just sits there and shines.
That jewelry's been just sitting there for a long time.
So what are you saying?
Frankly, my dear, we need cash.
Forget the hotel room buyers. Sell your jewelry to a local business you can trust, Missouri Coin Company. Visit us on Manchester Road, 1 mile east of 270, or call 965-9797.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Our word is as good as gold.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive at Firestone.com for details.
Ah, that sounds Christmassy.
How much is that doggy in the window?
It's $1,400.
The one with
that was the price of the dog in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
The one in that pet store?
Yes.
Carlos, the chihuahua?
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
I remember that.
Cutest little chihuahua. I don't like chihuahuas.
I don't either.
This little guy, he was so cute, and he was playful. We took him out of the glass thing and playing with him, and I thought, you know, it'd be something if while we're here with the group, we buy this chihuahua, take him home. And I said, we're in Mexico. Chihuahuas have got to be cheap. So we asked the clerk, how much is Carlos? He said, U.S. or pesos? I said, U.S., $1,400. I said, no, U.S. He said, sí, $1,400. That must have been some dog, that Carlos. Speaking of dogs, what a coincidence. It's time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm going to give you two phone numbers. The first one is the one you should try first because more lines coming under that number. If that doesn't work, go for the second one. We'll put you on hold very briefly, and then you're going to get to ask a guy who's crazy about animals and really good at what he does anything you want about your pet. 314-969-KTRS. Or, that's, by the way, 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. Look, holiday season. Trust me when I tell you, if you get yourself a cab, let them take you right up to the store. Do your shopping. Let the Laclede Cab pick you up. No hassle with parking and road rage and all that. And that's the cab you want, a Laclede Cab. They have an app that makes it easy. It's STL Taxi. Or you do it the old-fashioned way, just give them a call. And now Laclede Cab is proud to present your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Oh, doctor, we're having a great day. How are you, doctor?
Good, I am AM in the PM.
And have been for years.
And I'm ready for some good turkey.
Well, and I think you're ready for some questions and callers, but I know you're going to want to make your table scraps speech because this is Thanksgiving weekend. So now with his table scraps warning, here's Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Well, the big point, of course, is that this is a dinner time when lots of goodies that can be aggravating, dangerous for your critters, and just any strange new foods predispose these animals to gastric bloat, where their stomachs get swollen, they turn on themselves, and they become immediately very critically ill.
When they turn on themselves, what do you mean?
They twist. Think of a water balloon. If it twists on its neck, that's kind of what happens. It closes off its blood supply, and unfortunately, the spleen sits right along and is attached to the one side of the stomach we call the greater curvature. Yeah. And wherever the stomach goes, the spleen goes. So they both turn off their blood supply. The tissue starts to die immediately, and this becomes a critical problem. Again, mostly for large to giant breeds, but even a medium-sized breed could experience something like that. So keep the trash lids closed, no treats from the table, keep the chicken and turkey bones away, and just really be careful. And then, of course, a lot of those desserts are not good for them, and raisins and grapes and things like that you might find on a Thanksgiving table can also be threatening to your puppy.
And then, okay. of course, the big chicken and turkey bone thing.
Yeah,
it's not a steak bone.
They splinter too well, and I think they're not worth the risk. And a lot of these bones get caught in the back of the mouth. You end up with a choking dog at the emergency clinic spending, you know, $1,000 for something that didn't have to be. So,
all right. We have a couple lines open. I don't want that to continue to be the case, so I'm going to give these numbers one more time. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. If Dan typed this on the screen correctly, this person's name is Tag. Is that right, Tag?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tag.
Wow, Tag. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Tag, you're
hey,
it.
Tag.
That's good. Tag, you're it. I bet you haven't heard that before, huh, Tag?
Yeah, you're Martin Kilcoin. Like, tell me that one all the time.
Yeah, see, that's how lame that is. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tag.
What can I help you with?
I have a miniature wiener.
Sorry, Martin. You have a miniature wiener. This is time to talk about your animals, not you. This is not Dr. Oz.
We're sorry.
Yeah, our sympathies. Dan, you can understand.
Oh, yeah.
You need to consult with Dan. He has a miniature wiener. Go ahead, Tag.
Not a miniature dachshund, but yeah, miniature wiener. My parents are coming over to my house for Christmas, and they don't like the dogs, I guess, so I'm sending them all to Petropolis for Christmas. And she had an allergic reaction to shots or something.
Uh-huh.
Her whole face swelled up, and I don't know if it was the Bordetella shot. So I didn't get the Bordetella shot this year.
Okay.
And do you think it's safe for me to send her to Petropolis?
Well, I would tell you, first of all, I've never seen a Bordetella shot do it, but I guess it could. Usually it's the rabies or the distemper component
She did get the distemper too, but nose and throat and everything swelled up real bad.
I would be cautious.
Her whole nose and her throat. Wow.
I would just be cautious that if you're going to go in and get the shots, then you make sure they give them some Benadryl first and they watch the dog for the next 6 to 12 hours carefully. And, you know, that's going to be your greatest protection against that. Some dogs always have problems, and some dogs don't. But when you're going into a boarding situation, you're almost obligated to get them vaccinated. So,
okay. Would I just be better off taking my mother-in-law's house then?
Or you can bring them here. We'll watch them. So whatever. But I think any other alternative. The other big problem is that you just want to be careful that you know, they understand that and that they see that history so that they don't do something goofy. And you want to have them, if they're going to be watched, and it's not about that particular place or any other place, but I always tell people that the bottom line is the philosophy of the owners and managers can be great, but if you got minimum wage kids that are babysitting your pets, you just want to make sure they've got enough, you know, sense and experience to do the right job.
Why don't they like them, Tag?
I don't know. They're not dog people. I got three dogs, and they just think that they're in the way, I guess.
Is there only one they don't like, or do they hate all three of them?
Yeah.
Well, I got a Labradoodle. He's about 70 pounds, and
wow.
He doesn't jump on you, but he likes to say hello a lot, and they think that's bothersome, I guess.
Stick his nose in your crotch?
Who is this? Is this your parents?
Yeah, my parents. So they sold their houses here in town, so we got to have a Christmas at my house with everybody.
Yeah, they have no choice, I guess.
So they don't want any, you know, luckily all the snakes and lizards are in cages. They can't make me get rid of those.
Well, Tag, good luck. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And now here's more with Les. See what I did there? Les, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Good.
Hey, Dr. Doug, this is Wes.
Wes.
No, I'm sorry. You got your own name wrong because Dan says you're Les, L-E-S.
Okay. Hey, this is Les. How's everybody doing?
Okay. We're doing great, Wes.
Pretty masculine.
Hey,
in the
CM. Thank you, Wes.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is I've got a fish tank. And we've got about 6 tetra fish in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those fish, for about the past month, has been floating on its side and just kind of floats there. He's alive, and he'll tap on the tank, and then he'll scoot away and swim off, but we're worried that, you know, it's about time, you know, we're worried that something, that it's time to for him to move on.
Flush him down the toilet.
It's possible that they have an air bladder in their body, and if that gets inflamed or infected, it can swell and kind of push him over to one side, wherever that bladder is persisting. So it's almost like, just think about it, just lifting him up because he can't center himself. So it might be something that's actually treatable. I mean, the tetras are little fish typically. So, but you could try some medications and water changes out of the tank.
Could you just stick a needle in him, let the air out?
No, I don't think.
Well, actually, we've done things like that in the past. But there's some inflammation or infection that usually kind of causes that scenario. So if you wanted someone to look at it, I think there's only a couple places you'll find that will see fish, but yeah, that would probably be a wise idea, I think, before.
Okay.
The other choice is just to sacrifice them, but then you don't know what's going on. And if the other ones start to have problems, then you don't want to lose them piece by piece either.
I had that happen when I had a fish tank. I had like a 55-gallon fish tank, and I had tetras.
Your bladder got inflated?
No, not my bladder.
Oh.
But I had a tetra like that, and he would float like that on the side, and then do like what Wes said, and it would just float, or it would swim around, and then all of a sudden he's floating. But it took him about, I would say, about a month and a half later, he was dead. He was
just, that's encouraging.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say he
was
better just, in a month.
No.
I did too. Everybody's waiting to say, and then he was fine. And you said, yeah, he died.
No, he was just, he was floating and not moving at all then. So
that's a sign usually the fish is dead,
right,
floating and not moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all right. Well, thanks, Dr. Doug.
Good luck, Wes. Thank you.
Take a look at it or other clinics.
I'm not too,
sure
you too, Wes.
Is doing that, but that you might have some alternatives.
Doctor, you were talking over him when he was trying to wish us a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Listen, have you ever had anybody come to you and ask you to put a fish to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, we have some great stories about doing surgeries and anesthesia on fish, too.
No, but I mean, I get that, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
putting
we
fish
put
to sleep, how do you do that?
Well, you can actually inject them right into the chest cavity, the heart cavity, with a drug, just like you would a mammal.
Wouldn't you just take them out of the water?
Well, that would be kind of mean.
It's a fish.
I know.
Yeah, and then you can grill them up, real quick.
Yeah.
You got a little meal.
Oh, man. Ron, it's your turn. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you, Ron.
Hallelujah. Hey, Ron.
Dr. Doug, I've got a 9-month-old chocolate lab. He's an indoor dog. And I've noticed if I'm sitting there watching TV or something just out of the corner of my eye, I notice he'll be staring at me. If I focus my attention and stare back at him, he really gets riled up. What's up with that deal?
Well, he's just staring at you and then he wants to get... I think he's trying to engage you in play is what I would
when
guess.
When he does that, have you just cut one? Have you ever noticed if you just cut one and then he stares at you?
Well, maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's a pathology. It sounds to me like he's trying to get your attention or he's ready to be active. And when you catch that, I mean, I can communicate with my dogs to a point where, visually they know, they look for my expression or my response and then they react accordingly. So
right.
I think it's just a form of communication.
If I continue to stare at him, just bear down on him, then all of a sudden I can see, then he starts barking and growling and really gets upset.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
He feels like he's being engaged in some kind of interaction, whether it's fearful or playful. And
okay.
I think that, I don't think it's a negative at all.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
It works that way with my wife, too.
Ron, do you live in a one-story or a two-story house?
Ranch, one-story.
No, that doesn't make sense.
What?
A house like that usually has no stairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Ron, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Dr. Doug, someone called and asked if you could spell that drug that you talked about last week, that Apoquil or something like that.
Apoquel.
Yep, that's how you spell it.
It's by Zoetis.
A-R-
No, 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 Mike Tyson trying to jump in and spell Apoquil. Lucy's next. Lucy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Lucy. How are you, honey?
Well, I wish I was better, but I am fine. We had 3 Italian greyhounds, and day before yesterday, lost one. He had a brain tumor and suffered a massive seizure and never came out of it. My question is, how do I occupy or treat the other two because they are constantly looking for him?
Yeah, I think you're going to have some period of those kind of searching, and we hear that story all the time. So I think the best thing you can do is just increase their activity for the next week and just interact with them a lot more. I don't know if you have a...
Like a human, you try to take their minds off of them.
Yeah, exactly. You want to redirect their attention and see what you can do. But I think they'll definitely get past it. I mean, they all do. But, you know, it kind of gives you a sense of how related and interactive these animals are, and they really depend on each other as a social group.
Yeah. Well, and he happened to be a litter mate with one of them, so that makes it even worse, I think.
Yeah, well, they're just close, you know, and that's it's really kind of a beautiful thing, but it's sad as well.
Right.
All right, Lucy.
Well, I'm sorry. I wish I could make it better.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lucy. Thanks for listening. Susan is next. Susan, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, that's why she's fine.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you?
I have a little 4-month-old chihuahua, and I put her in a crate every night, and every night she poops in her pen.
Okay. Now,
is
how
there
big
a way
is
to stop that?
Yeah, how big is the crate relative to her body size? Is she filling it pretty tightly, or is there a lot of redundant room?
It's pretty small. I bought it because I knew she wouldn't get very big.
Yeah.
And I even put a towel in it one time to make it smaller, but she doesn't care.
Well, here's what you should do. A couple things. I would still continue to use the crating. I would make sure and stop feeding her. What time do you go to bed typically?
Oh, 9, 10 o'clock.
Okay, so I wouldn't feed anything past 5 o'clock, 5:30. And then try and get her out a bunch of times to see if she can pass some stool. And then I think also to make sure that if you have to put another towel in there and roll it up, you just want to make that space just tight enough for their body, just like as if they were living in the wild in a den structure. Those dens are tight. They just fit right in there. And the whole idea is that if you can get her to do that and you're controlling her diet, husbandry-wise and stuff, then she's less likely to have an accident in her space because they don't like to do that typically.
Okay, great.
Susan, we had friends that had it's a chihuahua, right?
Yes.
We had friends that had a chihuahua. Same thing. Pooped in the crate every night. And once they did what I'm about to tell you to do, there was never poop in the crate again. They put it in their bed and let it poop in the bed.
That's something to consider.
Thank you, Susan. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you, Frank.
I think she's going
to
do that. I think she's going to put it in the bed. But it was true. It never pooped in the crate again. Craig, please say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Very good. Real quick question for you on this one. Buddy, I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Buddy,
sorry.
Come on, buddy.
I got a little 4-year-old. So.
All right, good for you.
I've got a 5-year-old, Jack G., which that's, you know, Jack Russell Chihuahua mix. And we've got some neighbors that just moved in. We live out in the country. And today it's a bigger puppy. It looks kind of like a lab, black lab mix, has decided to come up and visit. And the homeowners of our neighbors, of course, are not home to where I can talk to them, but it will not leave. It's a nice little dog, but my dog does not take kindly to it.
First of all, that's against the law. They're breaking the law.
They do have to keep it. Even out in the country, they should probably be obligated to keep it on their property.
Yeah, you can't do that. Even in the country, you can't just leave home and let your dog go wherever it wants. They can't do that.
I think
I guess I'm old school country.
But don't shoot it.
They've been introduced, and mine is the more aggressive because the other one is, you know, it's more of a puppy, and so it's one to play. Hold on, bud.
It's so loud.
I'm talking too loud. Okay. So
kids are the best.
So sorry about this. Is there any way I could get this little puppy to go away in any nice way, shape, or form?
Have you talked to the people?
Yeah.
Maybe?
They're not home today, and I hope to God that they're not away for the weekend. for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
well,
I would agree with Frank.
Frank,
I would start by talking to him and say, look, I don't know if you know this, the dog's getting out or whatever, but we don't want to be responsible for the dog getting hurt.
We don't want our dog to interact because they don't get along. So you need to get some control over this. And then if they don't do that, then, you know, you might want to talk. I don't know where you are, but you might want to talk to the local officials. Just to, it'd be a hell of a way to start your relationship.
Or animal control, right?
Yeah, they're great.
They're great people, and it's the sweetest little dog in the world. But when my four-year-old, I took him out earlier, we ran to the store. You know, the dog, the puppy wants to play, so of course he jumps up, and my little one that was telling me I was talking too loud. gets knocked over, you know, and he's...
No, I think you have a very legitimate situation. You have a right to explain to him that you just don't want the dog on your property that way.
Craig, the other thing that you can do, and I think will be very effective, is you go to the people and say, look, you got to take care of this problem and get this dog off my property, or I'm going to come down there in the middle of the night, kill your whole family.
that
usually works.
That's one way to take care of it.
Yeah, that's one way.
That works,
I'm
telling you.
That's why Frank has no neighbors now.
I don't know.
And they all moved away.
He killed them all.
Yeah. No. Come on, Dan.
Oh, and I appreciate the info on that. And then one quick one for Dan and the rest of you guys. You had asked about Planes, Trains, Automobiles. It's on Channel 11 tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, beautiful.
There you go. Thank you. Craig, have a great Thanksgiving. Good luck with the dog.
Yeah. Thank you. And you guys have a great one, too.
Right. Okay. We got more calls, but we're out of time. Time flies. I'll tell you, it goes by when you're having fun and listening
to
interesting
holiday,
people. You too, Doctor. Okay. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll talk to you all next week.
You bet. Your pet's best friend, and he can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. His name again is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He'll be back again next Wednesday. I'll do a little business, and we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll chat a little bit. John Londoff was on earlier, and he mentioned, and I want to repeat it if you didn't hear it, that if you're AM and the PM and you go in on Friday, they're going to open at 6 o'clock on Friday. They'll get a little dose of what it's like to be in the service department, because I think those guys all get in there real early. They may not open until 7, but they're in there early. If you're AM and the PM and you go on Friday, in addition to whatever great deal you get on Friday, and there's some really good deals. A lot of these are backed by Chevrolet. I saw an ad. Chevy's behind a lot of this. And then Londoff's puts his touch to it. And between the two of them, you got a great killer price on some special products. But once that deal is done, you say, by the way, I'm AM and the PM. And you heard him. He'll take, depending on the vehicle, anywhere from $500 to no, he said he'd give it to you in cash, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said cash.
Yeah.
$500 to $1,000 in cash. Yes. Just in time to buy the gifts you need to buy for the Christmas season. So there you go. Another benefit to being AM and the PM. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I'm not going to go through the Black Friday specials, but I will tell you, if you've been listening and paying attention, you know that you can go in there tonight and get them if you're AM the PM. You don't have to wait till Friday. And it's not on every vehicle. It's just a select few vehicles. But they'll pull it right out of the offering on Friday if you want to pick it up tonight. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know where they are. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. They've been there for 55 years. 55, same location. They have plenty of vehicles, and if you're not a new car person, maybe financially you can't afford it, or you're just never buying new cars. I'm a pre-owned person. They have plenty of those, too, and if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. Give them an idea of what you're looking for. They'll find it. 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Meet me.
We've already had some problems out there on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
Yeah, but traffic is really starting to thin out pretty rapidly. We have a couple of rough spots. You've got an accident on eastbound 40 just before 270. Two right lanes are blocked. You're still jammed up from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. Northbound 55 back from 44 up to the Poplar. Northbound 170 is a bit heavy from 70 through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, that's slow now between McDonnell and Washington Elizabeth. And southbound 270, it's slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
If you're thinking about granite countertops for your home, then listen very closely. This Friday and Saturday only at the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse in Arnold, a special 2-day only sale will take place. It's the Black Friday and Saturday clearance at Granite Busters, featuring this incredible all-inclusive deal. When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, then you'll receive the following: a stainless steel undermount sink, free; accompanying sink grates, free; an edge upgrade, free; lifetime sealer, free; plumbing reconnection, free; and removal of your old laminate or formica countertop, free. This is the best offer the Granite Busters has ever made, but it's only available this Friday and Saturday.
For store address and to review the over 135 granite colors, visit granitebusters.com.
The Black Friday and Saturday clearance, only at Granite Busters.
Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was 6. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You
break them?
We fix them.
At Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, with two locations in Crestwood and St. Peter's, or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, and I'd like you to join me on Sundays at 1 p.m. for This Week in Real Estate. On the show, we discuss how to sell a home, how to buy a home. I interview experts in the real estate industry, take call-ins, and a whole lot more. You get to learn about the biggest investment in your life. I get to enjoy your company. Join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate, Sundays at 1 p.m., right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I look forward to you joining me.
Frank,
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
In a moment, I'm going to tell you some stories about advertisers and how they came on board and advertisers that have come and gone. One of the advertisers who came and is still with us is Schaefer Auto Body Centers, about 15 years now. And I'll tell the story in a moment. It started with Steve Schaefer and now Scott Schaefer. It's in the capable hands of Scott Schaefer. One of the exceptions to the rule that usually when Junior takes over, he ruins the place. This is the exception. Scott Schaefer is doing a tremendous job, making Schaefer even more successful and bigger than they were before, because he does it. He's smart enough to do it Daddy's way. Daddy's way was a perfection. Daddy was a perfectionist, okay? And so is Scott, and so are all the people there. They realized that what made Schaefer great would be the same thing that would make Schaefer continue to be great and continue to grow. And just because you get multiple locations, if you can't do it without quality control and without every location turning out the same perfect bodywork, you'd be better off to just have one location. And that's what happens sometimes with businesses. They get a little big head. People say, well, you ought to franchise, or you ought to branch out and have. Well, it sounds good, but if the product starts to suffer, because then you've made a huge mistake, and it's the kiss of death. Schaefer, that's not the case with Schaefer. They now have 10 locations, the 10th being Columbia, Missouri. And if you have an accident, we've said this for 15 years, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, you'll never fully understand how they do what they do and how well they do it until you go there. And to go there, you have to have an accident. Now, I'm not ever going to ask you to bang your car into something, but you could do that. Back into something. Don't hurt anybody else. Just, you know, ram it into something and smash it in a little bit. And then you say, yeah, now I go to Schaefer. I'm kidding, of course. The only people that would do that would be former FM DJs. They probably do that. It's going to happen. About every 7 years, that's the average according to the insurance stats. Every 7 years, the average person's in a body shop. When your time comes, if you're AM and the PM, Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Now, let me tell you a little story about how this works. We've been here for 18 and a half years. Before this, I was another place, and I haven't bounced around a lot. One was an acquisition where a radio group bought another radio group, and I ended up moving because of that. I was at a station that went into receivership. They were financially not sound. It was Kix 104. And it sold on the courthouse steps at auction. So when that happened, we're under the management of somebody else. We just, you know, the way it works. What pays for me, Pion and Dan, I've told you this before, are the people I speak for. Nothing else. Station doesn't pay us. Other commercials you hear doing the show don't pay us. People I speak for. I'm going to tell you now all the current advertisers that I speak for. And a little story behind each. American Equity Mortgage, 23 years ago, Deanna Doherty's then husband came in and specifically asked to meet me and went on the air. Years later, they got a divorce, split off two separate companies. Deanna Doherty stayed with us. American Equity stayed on the air. Thank you, Deanna Doherty. R. Ash Amini left, came back, realized the error of his ways, and came back. Welcome back, and we're proud to have you. There's not another store anywhere around here like Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. Ballast Dental Care. I don't have to tell you. 42 years I've been going there. They've been on about 15 years. Thank you, Dr. Watanabe. Thank you, Dr. Hainstock. Thank you, Dr. Olivier. First Community Credit Union. Had a bank on the air. Bank was on the air 8 years. We were doing great. They loved us. We were bringing a new business. Then the president decides to step down and retire. Wonderful guy, John Wiest. Remember John? You guys remember John?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Drummer.
Yes.
Danny's a drummer.
Yeah, I know.
Should have him sit with you, in with you sometime. So John decides to step down, and they bring this schmuck in who, as the expression goes, doesn't know as you know what from a hole in the ground, and he destroys all kinds of things. One of the first orders of business is to let us go. He doesn't need me anymore. Well, they blew him out after 1 year. They saw the damage he did. By then, I had met the wonderful people at First Community Credit Union, Glenn Barks. My goodness. You know, when they say some things are a blessing in disguise, something horrible happened. I got the news this guy was going to drop us, and I thought, oh, Mike, you got to be kidding me. I was devastated. It turned out great because First Community Credit Union has turned out to be a tremendous sponsor and somebody I'm glad to do business with and have done for about 8-9 years now. Thank you, Glenn Barks. Thank you, First Community Credit Union. It's Thanksgiving. That's why I'm doing this. Good Feet is the two St. Louis locations are owned by a guy named, Arnold, and I can't pronounce his last name. Arnold Pierre or something. I've only met him twice. But I got to tell you something. I at first said no to Good Feet because I thought, I don't know. I don't know if I can sell art supports or not. I'll sell a lot of those to justify this expense. Well, we've sold a lot of them now for about, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, Arnold. Thank you, Good Feet. Johnny Londoff, 12 years ago, his son Timmy at Gateway Racetrack. I've only been to one race there in my life. Maybe it was fate. I don't know. The one I go to, one of our salespeople said, John Londoff is here in the room. Have you ever met him? I said, I think I've met about every car dealer in town. For whatever reason, I've never met him. And I met his dad years ago. He said, you need to go over and meet him. I go over, and John's there with his son, Timmy. This was a Saturday. And I'll never forget, Timmy said to his dad, he said, Dad, this is the guy Mom listens to all the time. And we talked, and how you doing? We talked about some people we knew mutually, Ken Bellman, blah, 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 blah. And Timmy looked up at his dad and says, Dad, well, how come he's not selling for you? And I looked at John, I said, yeah, I want to hear the answer to this. How come? And John essentially said, maybe we need to change that. Call me Monday morning. I called him Monday. We're on the air right then, 12 years ago. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas is a huge company. I don't deal with the mothership. I deal with Mark and Jason, primarily with Mark Reardon. Here's what I love about these guys. 15 years ago or so, when Mark contacted me, I said, I have to tell you, I have a financial advisor, and I've been with him a long time. I'm not dumping him because you're coming on the air. And he said, I don't expect you to. And as soon as he said that, I thought, this is the kind of guy I want to do business with. There was no pressure, and years went by.
And I also know there's another story with this, is the guy that you do your financial stuff with gave his blessing for them to go on the air.
Well, that's a great story, too, because yeah. I called my guy, who I won't mention. I've been with him for a long time. He used to be a part of this show.
Yeah.
And then he went with another firm, and they wouldn't allow him to advertise, so he had to leave the show. He couldn't be a sponsor anymore because their mothership, corporate headquarters, wouldn't allow that. But I called him. I said, Mark Reed and Jason Becker, tell me about them. He said, they're very good. And he said, Yes, if you can feel good about speaking for them. He said, I know who they are. Well, then I felt good about it. I felt even better when 5, 6, 7, 8 years go by, and not once did Mark Reardon ever say, why don't you let us have some of your money? Never. So, after a couple more years, I made the decision to move some money over, and I'm not going to get specific because, believe it or not, it's against the laws of the FCC. I can't tell you what I do with Mark, but let me just say this. I have a substantial amount of money with them. And have now for years. Thank you for no pressure and for the loyalty, Mark and Jason. Schaefer, Steve Schaefer, sent me an email. I'm guessing 12, 13, 15 years ago. Steve is pretty much retired now. Scott's taken over. 90% of the time, when somebody else takes over a business, we lose that business. And I'll give you some other examples later. It almost always happens. Not with Scott Schaefer. Thank you, Scott. Tom Price. You know Tom. You both know Tom Price.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a nicer guy, a better guy, a more honest guy, a more decent guy than Tom Price? And the answer is probably not. Runs a tremendous kitchen and bath business. Kitchen and bath business is filled with plenty of scam artists. Plenty of people who will take you to the cleaners. By the time they finish with your kitchen and bath, you'll regret the day you ever called them. That will not happen with Thompson Price. And it's now been, well, 18 years. He was on with us before we came here, so 19, 20 years. Thank you, Tom Price. Window World, Jim Lomax and John Gillette. What terrific guys they are. Now, they advertise all over the place. They spend a lot of money. I turned them down when they initially came to me. But again, I was wrong, and I just, without being nasty or mean or hurting their feelings, I guess they just thought I had too much business and couldn't take it. Truth was, I didn't believe there was a window for $189 that could be a decent window. I was wrong. And they called me again and said, would you just come down and take a look at the window? And I did, and I stood on it, couldn't break it, and then I learned some things about it and about them, and thank goodness, 13, 14 years ago, we decided to speak for Window World. Now, there are three people you hear me talk about who are not actual sponsors. They're what we call billboard sponsors. They sponsor a segment. Annie Guns. Tom Sainert does not have to advertise. He does it. Go by the parking lot. Go by today. Tonight, you'll see why. But we lost Mike Evans' sponsor. I made one call. And it was Tom Sainert, because I knew Tom Sainert, and I knew that Liam, his son, and he in the car listened every day. I said, Tom, you want to sponsor Mike Evans? Done. That was supposed to be a six-month deal. That was 3 years ago. Pretty close to 3 years ago. What a fantastic restaurant and market. Thank you, Tom Sainert. The other not real advertiser, well, there are two, but billboard sponsors, one of them is Laclede Cab, Dave McNutt. Dave McNutt has been a sponsor of a couple of segments here for the full 18 and a half years, probably. Not an actual full-blown commercial now, but sponsorships. Dave McNutt, you're a good guy. And I'll never forget the way you treated Tom Zipp's family, and that you were there almost every time I was there. And you were probably there when I wasn't there to visit him when he was dying. Pistols Plus is not an advertiser. Not in the sense that I do full commercials for them. They're a sponsor for a segment that doesn't even exist anymore. Yet they still want to sponsor the segment that doesn't exist. The outdoor segment. It's a joke. We used to have one. We don't really have one now. I don't know if we need one. All you got to do is say if we had it to be sponsored by Pistols Plus. Thank you, Jim and Pam Reese. So there you are. There are the 10, 12, actual 13 if you include the billboard sponsors. If I had more time, and I don't, I tell you about all kinds of advertisers who aren't with us anymore and how in 2010 and 11, we lost 65% of our advertisers. I am proud to say, with a couple of exceptions, I don't lose advertisers because we don't do a good job for them. We lose them because of what happened to the economy in 2010-11. We lose them because Junior takes over Daddy's business. We lose them because the business is sold or goes out of business. And we didn't put them out of business. And there are only a couple of those examples. We had a furniture store on here that was on for a year, and the guy couldn't have been happier. Apparently, business was so good, he called me one day and said, I have good news and bad news. The good news is I sold the furniture store. Bad news is the new guy didn't want to have anything to do with you. He doesn't advertise your way. He's one of those, now through Save Like Never Before, it's our sale of the century. It's our biggest warehouse. He does that crap. Yeah. He said, he doesn't want you. You don't work like that. Sorry. Yeah, I was sorry, too. It was a great guy and a great store. We had a terrific jewelry store on. Daddy retires. Junior has another way to do things. It's okay. I get that. Had an auto parts chain on for 9 years. Bob McKay. What a terrific guy. Still a friend. I will see him this weekend. Bob retires. Taken over by someone else. And lots of times when someone else comes on board, they don't want to do anything that the other guy did. They're going to show the world they have. And again, that's not necessarily bad. That's just life. That's the way it usually works. I've spoken for probably 8 car dealerships over the years. 4 or 5 on this station. One of them, I wish I'd never spoken for. Another case of Junior not being like Daddy. And in 1 year, I bought three new cars in 1 year from this dealership to prove my loyalty. And as soon as I bought the third car, they pulled the plug, said they needed all their money to open a new dealership. So I got a lot of stories, and I'm not going to get specific with most of them. But things happen. I'm proud to say that most every advertiser who's ever been on here, 3 years is on indefinitely. The average now is about 9 years. The key is stick with it as long as I'm doing it. If you do that, in most cases, the return is going to be tremendous on the investment. I got so much more than I could tell you. There was a solar company I regret having ever spoken for. Sometimes you go in and you just don't know. There was a guy who reviewed your cellular bill. What a huge crook.
Oh,
this guy. This guy's the biggest crook that ever
yeah.
walked. The strange thing is, he really was able to reduce your... He knew what he was doing. He just didn't pay people like me. Not a penny. Mm-hmm. Never paid a dollar. You can't always see that coming. The hot tub guy, Robert Williams, I'll name his name, took the guy to play golf, never paid a dollar. And we sold a ton of hot tubs for that guy. Things happen. I am thankful. I am so thankful for the advertisers we have, the people who stay the course, even for the ones who've come and gone. I'm thankful for those, too. But I'm most thankful, or equally thankful to you, the people who listen, because without you, and without you telling these people they're at your AM and the PM and going to see them, they're all gone. So it starts with you. Thank you. That's what I have to be thankful for. In addition to the obvious things like great kids and a great family and a great personal life. Business-wise, it's you. All right, speaking of American Equity Mortgage, Mr. Clevin's going to have to go late. If he can't, that's okay. I understand. American Equity Mortgage, 23 years. How about that? And Deanna, thank you. I doubt that you're listening because you're all over the place flying around and you're very, very busy. But thank you for not bugging us and letting us do what we do. I have little correspondence or direction from them. They just let me do what I do, and that is make sure you know the name American Equity Mortgage and that you consider them when you're looking for a mortgage or you're looking for a home equity loan or a bill consolidation loan. That's it. That's my job. American Equity, American Equity, American Equity. When you hear other mortgage companies, that's fine. I'm glad they're advertising. If you're aiming the PM, you know what to do. American Equity Mortgage. You know how to contact them. Same phone number. It's been forever. The one everybody wants to copy, 314-878-9999. Or you can go to AmericanEquity.com. What I was going to talk about, I really